Geek Radio Daily for not Monday. And the new Spider-Man trailer day. Oh my God, it's already leaked in like several thousand places. It's just nonsense. It's crazy. What are you going to do? Fantastic. Welcome to the 16th of November. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today. The man done with his one-day tradition after spending a weekend the way he likes to. That there is podcaster Dritz Siegfried.
Wash off the shame. Wash off the shame.
There's no judging here, so there's no judging at all. Me, I'm the guy that sends those emails to management, giving them exactly what they say they want. Honest opinions. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Well, it's clear there is a unique brand of tomfuckery at play.
And if you'll just fix that, we'll all be better off. What happened this fine day there, sir?
In 1904, John Ambrose Fleming invents the vacuum tube, otherwise known as the thermionic valve.
1942, construction of an experimental atomic pile begins. The pile will be used to investigate the world's first artificial nuclear chain reaction.
1963, the touch-tone telephone is introduced.
1965, the Soviet Union launches the Venera 3 space probe on a mission to land on the surface of Venus, though the pressure of the planet's atmosphere will crush the probe before it relays any data or aliens.
1973, NASA launches the Skylab 4 with a crew of three astronauts from Cape Canaveral on an 84-day mission that will remain the longest American spaceflight in history for over two decades.
1977, Columbia Pictures releases the sci-fi film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Richard Dreyfuss, Francois Truffaut, Bob Balaban, Melinda Dillon, and Terry Garr.
1984, Atlantic Releasing Corporation releases science fiction horror film Night of the Comet, directed by Tom Eberhardt, and starring Catherine Mary Stewart, Kelly Maroney, and Robert Beltran.
Oh, that's right. God, that's a good time. 1986, the first comedic television miniseries ever to air in the U.S., Fresno, premieres on CBS. It's a parody of the primetime soap opera format, lampooning such popular series as Falcon Crest, Dallas, and Dynasty.
1995, President Andrew Shepard and Sidney Ellen Wade attend a state dinner together to be the American president.
2000, the devil will have been in business for 6,000 years on this day, which just bedazzles us all.
2001, in Los Angeles, California, U.S. Customs agents seize $100 million in pirated computer software, the largest such seizure in U.S. history as part of Operation Whitehorse.
2001, Warner Brothers released the fantasy film Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, directed by Chris Columbus, starring Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Richard Harris, Robbie Coltrane, Alan Rickman, Megan Smith, Ian Hart, and Richard Griffiths, obviously overseas, because we're Americans and we don't understand that.
2002, Bandai releases the Swan Crystal handheld game console. It is the third version of Bandai's WonderSwan system.
2005, Google launches Google Analytics, a free web service that generates detailed statistics regarding web traffic. And, you know, it can't be faked at all.
2010, Apple announces the release of the Beatles Music Library through iTunes. That's right, 2010.
2027, baby Pedro, the youngest person on the planet, is murdered by an autograph seeker at the age of 18. Damn, these children of men are weird. Birthdays?
Noah Gray KB is 26. Micah on Heroes and Code Black.
Missy Pyle is 49 from Galaxy Quest and Dodgeball.
Martha Plimpton is 51 from Mosquito Coast, Goonies, Parenthood, Raising Hope, and The Real O'Neills.
Lisa Bonet is 54 from The Cosby Show, A Different World, Angel Heart, Life on Mars, The Cosby Show.
Her husband's pre-80. Jason Momoa.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, no, she divorced Lenny Kravitz. What?
Yeah, she has a type. Harry Lennox is 57 from Bob Roberts, Matrix Reloaded, Batman V Superman, and Blacklist.
Marg Helgenberger is 63 from Species, CSI, Under the Dome.
Miguel Sandoval is 70 from Repo Man, Jurassic Park, Batman Beyond.
David Leisure is 71 from Airplane. He was Joe Isuzu and, of course, Charlie on Empty Nest. You can trust him.
Can you, though? Clue Gallagher is 93 from Elm Street 2, Return of the Living Dead, Feast 2 and 3, and Piranha 3DD.
No longer with us, born the state in 1907, Burgess Meredith, the Penguin in Batman 66, Mickey in Rocky, and killed it in Grumpy Old Men.
Man-sized mannequin, come on, I want to lay it.
1913, Ellen Albertini Dow, the rapping granny and wedding singer, and of course in Wedding Crashers.
1916, Dawes Butler, an American voice actor, Yogi Bear, Quick Draw McGraw, Snagglepuss, Huckleberry Hound, so many of the people you do very third-rate impressions of. Not you personally. Okay, maybe.
How dare you? I think I'll exit stage left, stage right even. NBC or CBS has a new FBI, FBI's Most Wanted, and FBI International.
ABC has a new bachelorette, and the group prepares to perform at the American Music Awards. Brianna copes with a reminder of Jeff's infidelity. Lauren tries to identify with her alter ego after completing a treatment program for her addiction-related issues. Wow, that's a lot happening on a new Queens.
NBC has a live top 13 eliminations on a new The Voice. Eve, Levy, and Ty return to the fort as cold weather creeps in and they try to learn some 10,000 BC survival skills. Gavin and Izzy's relationship is hurt by his attempt to spare her from pain on a new La Brea and a new Amsterdam.
That kind of relationship. Fox has a new The Resident and Our Kind of People.
CW has Armageddon Part 1. Oh, on a new The Flash and a new Riverdale. That's the big crossover thing.
Yeah, exactly. Freeform's got your Princess Diaries and Princess Diaries D, Royal Engagement.
AMC has the movie that is actually based on an episode of Twilight Zone, Real Steel.
FX has Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
FXX has The Simpsons Marathon.
FXN has your Martian.
BBC America has a fantastic movie with an even better soundtrack, Pacific Rim.
Paramount Network has Man of Steel.
I like it. Sippy, Cape Queer on a new Chucky.
TBS, Trey teaches at the community center and begins training Javi in boxing, and his mom expresses her disapproval because her son has been skipping school on a new The Last OG.
TNT has NBA basketball.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A mother with a mysterious online stalker struggles to co-parent with her divorced husband and is invited to a getaway trip where she meets an attractive man and befriends a woman who she must fight against in efforts to regain her life. Laura Ambrosi and Tanya Clark star in Deadly Mom Retreat.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad's team takes the case of a 20-something unknown victim who was found strangled and dumped in an alley 6 weeks earlier. Who is she? What's her name? Now the investigation reveals an engagement ring, but where's her fiancé? Why isn't anyone else looking for her? And who in the world killed her? Abby sees a connection that the others missed. She knows the time is running and they gotta act fast. She recognizes the victim had a teenage cocktail and believes she attended a good old-fashioned orgy. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Greetings, GRD crew. So, the beginning of commercial flights over the North Pole in 1954 were the original war on Christmas? Sure. Also, Chad and Abby are solving cold cases on... Cheers, that's from Jared in Anaheim. Well, Jared, yeah, I don't know how wars start. I just know that war is over if you want it. You personally, you need to let go of your war obsession. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you can send a voicemail or text message. Use the magic numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
I think Santa would win. I saw that episode of American Dad.
Travis I. Sivart's exciting novel, Silver and Smith and the Doppelganger's Gate, is now available. An artifact that may reveal a secret buried by history. Two powerful corporations want it, each for very different reasons. One to manipulate genetics, the other to uncover lost technology. Silver and Smith are hired to find the relic that could reveal a conspiracy that spans from Atlantis to other worlds. Pulp-style, fast-paced adventure with memorable characters that you'll love. Find this book and others on Amazon or at bit.ly/TravisBooks. That's bit.ly/TravisBooks.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. And when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to Geek Radio Entertainment, because Geek Radio Daily is the best entertainment that the Troma team has ever seen. We love watching it. It's unbelievable, especially when it's on the radio.
There's some videos out there, too, but that's cool.
Sir...
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
We're past the lies. What's out, sir?
In television, we've got This Is Us, the complete season 5.
Kevin can F himself season 1, which is a bold experiment in television.
If I recall, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
You can watch some of that. We've also got Doctor Who, The Evil of the Daleks.
Classic TV, The Fugitive, the complete series.
Must be anime based on title alone. We've got Future Boy Conan, the complete series.
Shato's Land.
Sailor Suit and Machine Gun.
In our re-release department, we've got Final Fantasy The Spirits Within celebrating its 20th anniversary.
Eesh. The Evil Dead Groovy Collection without Army of Darkness. Sure. rights issues and not a 15 dip.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the complete series. Arguably the best series.
On movies aisle, we've got Zone 414.
Yakuza Princess.
Caveat.
The Cleaner, the show that they were on last week, which is not what that movie is right now. Oh my God, there's so many.
We've also got Crypto Zoo. What is that, like a Tamagotchi for Bitcoin?
Gunfight at Dry River.
Prisoners of the Ghostland.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
They're just always wet. We've also got Jungle Cruise.
Candyman, that would be the new one. But if we're going to get anything today, it'll be the story of a group of friends who find themselves hunted down in the caves by a creature from another world. Megan Persivza, Becca Harani, and Kate Sanderson star in It Came From Below. But they're aliens?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Since Disney wants to justify your continued devotion to Disney Plus by announcing another movie they know you're going to want to see, let us tell you that Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers will be on Disney Plus in spring of 2022.
Well, once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong gets solved.
John Mulaney and Andy Samberg announced Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, with Samberg emphasizing it's not a reboot, it's a comeback.
Well, Rescue Rangers had a deep and bold continuity that should be respected.
And we all want a new and not rehashed Fat Cat plan. And you know, a continuation does sound good. There's no word yet on who's going to be voicing Gadget, Zipper, Monterey Jack.
Want to bet on who Tara Strong plays?
The comeback comes on the heels of Chip and Dale Park Life, which was released in July. But now the whole team is back together, which is good, because sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks, but with these two gumshoes are back, picking up the slack, Forrest Woodland, Indiana Jones, and Furrier Magnum P.I.
Kristen Stewart has had an interesting post-Twilight career. She starred in a variety of genres and films like Lizzie, Underwater, and the newly released Spencer. So, of course, her next move is a ghost-hunting reality show.
Well, Demi Lovato already had UFOs covered, so...
Stewart is developing a gay ghost-hunting reality show with a friend, which she has described as a paranormal romp in a queer space with elevated aesthetics. Gay people love pretty things, they said, so we are aiming for a richness.
Oh my, everyone's getting one of these. Do you know how much I would pay for a Jared Kiso Bigfoot hunting show?
Oh, I'm going to need you to take about 20% off there, Squirrely Flynn. Although, you better dress warm. You lose a lot of heat in the neck. The news came while Stewart was reflecting on her career and dropped a shocker about being in a brand new David Cronenberg genre movie.
Wow. Suddenly Tom Cruise and Jack Reacher and Keanu and Dracula doesn't seem so odd.
A network or release date has not been revealed, just the strangely worded announcement. Well, I do think we could use a paranormal romp in a queer space. I just hope there is something that seems to actually be supernatural. Something creepy. Something that can make Kristen Stewart change her expression.
A 34-year-old resident of Tokyo's Shibuya has been arrested on suspicion of violating Japanese copyright law after selling unlicensed Demon Slayer cakes.
In my perfect Gyoi Tamayako impression here,
don't cry. Don't despair. Now's not the time for that. I don't know how accurate that is. I don't want that.
I didn't know that was dubbed by Liam Neeson. The woman sold the cakes through Instagram, with customers submitting their desired images to be turned into frosting, cream, and sugar. The suspect is said to have charged between 13,000 yen, 114 bucks, to 15,000 yen, 132 a cake. Since July of 2019, it's believed she's made over 6,500,000 yen in sales, which is over $57,000.
If you can do one thing, hone it to perfection. Hone it to the utmost limit.
Because of the sales power Demon Slayer has, its copyright holders have been especially strict and sensitive. The cakes feature the characters and the instantly recognizable Demon Slayer logo. That's why the production company saw the Demon Slayer cakes on Instagram in February and contacted authorities. And what's more, a Japanese bakery named Workshop Pryroll already has an official license to make and sell Demon Slayer cakes, which are priced between 43 to 52 bucks. The police on their website have released pictures of the alleged violating cakes.
Wait. Doesn't that violate copyright?
I thought if I made the cakes with popular anime characters, I could sell them, the cake suspect is quoted as saying, acknowledging she violated copyright law. I knew it was the crime. She says that she does understand the copyright holder's actions. Quote, the powerful, pure rage of not being able to forgive will become your unswerving drive to take action. And then she said, eat me.
An Oxfordshire-based company will soon start clinical trials of a second-generation vaccine against COVID-19. an easy-to-administer skin patch that uses T-cells to kill infected cells and could offer longer-lasting immunity than current vaccines.
Will it boost my 5G range?
The vaccines prime T-cells to remove infected cells from the body quickly after infection, thus preventing viral replication and disease. While the antibodies produced by the current COVID vaccines stick to the virus and stop it infecting cells, T-cells find and destroy infected cells. Those other vaccines, such as the Pfizer, BioNTech, and the AstraZeneca Oxford University jabs, also produce a T-cell response, but to a lesser extent.
So what kind of chemicals will I need for my detox bath to reverse that vaccine?
Emergex has received the green light from the Swiss drugs regulator to conduct initial human trials involving 26 people who will receive a high and low dose of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine, starting on the 3rd of January. Interim results from the trial are expected in June.
But come on, it'll be warm then. The virus will be gone already.
Emergex is testing another T-cell vaccine against dengue fever on humans in a separate Swiss trial, with initial results due in January. Half the world is at risk from dengue fever, according to the World Health Organization, and there is no specific treatment or vaccine for it. The firm also wants to deploy its T-cell vaccines against influenza, Zika, Ebola, and other infections. Which, of course, if we look back on historical results, is exactly how Resident Evil started.
Vert City Farm, based in Shanghai, is now doing trials of facial recognition technology to stop not robbers, not people with warrants, but incest among its farm animal population, which could get a full rollout in 2022.
Wait, don't they all just look alike? Oh, damn. That was animalist. I'm sorry.
The AI technology uses a camera to track goats that are housed together that may be related to one another based on color coding. If two related goats start trying to mate, the technology will send staff members at the farm updates on their phone so they can put a stop to it.
Oh my God, you can be paid to block? I know some people who could make millions.
The system will improve work efficiency and quality of livestock by eliminating incest-related birth defects. The camera feed is integrated into artificial intelligence tech that estimates its weight and other factors. It can also recognize other characteristics in each of the goats, including behavior, body shape, exercise patterns, as well as early signs of disease, including sore mouth
and diarrhea.
It uses infrared to measure each goat's body temperature and can alert staff if this rises above 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
So it can spot goats in any kind of heat.
The artificial intelligence system helps farmers keep a file on each one of these goats, documenting each stage from its birth to death. The technology is fundamentally similar to those used on humans by keeping a continuous stream of video frames of each animal's distinguishing features such as its eyes, markings on its head, its ears. A human version of this is being made for use in the United States. I don't know which state you just thought of, but I bet I can guess it in three. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Distribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Go check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, some of the website, geekworlddata.com.
Best thing about it, it comes with its own CD of banjo music.
I mean, someone should just give these animals credit for, you know, keeping it in the family. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, a voicemail, a text message. All you got to do is use the magic numbers.
510-GRD.
Gosh, they have a pretty mouth.
This is no respectable establishment.
Peace out, player.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
That was pretty good. I'll tell you what, you guys can get low-fat, sugar-free chocolate skim milk from now on. Look, go back to class.
What the hell is this?
What, that's light beer.
Gee, I weigh 90 goddamn pounds and you bring me this slopping foam?
Harry's got me on a diet because the doc said my cholesterol's a little too high.
Well, let me tell you something now, Johnny. Last Thursday, I turned 95 years old.
Yeah.
And I never exercised a day of my life. Huh. Every morning, I wake up and I smoke a cigarette and then I eat 5 strips of bacon. And for lunch, I eat a bacon sandwich. And for a midday snack,
bacon.
Bacon, a whole bacon. Damn plate. And I usually drink my dinner. Now, according to all of them flat belly experts, I should have took a dirt nap like 30 years ago. But each year comes and goes, and I'm still here. And they keep dying, you know? Sometimes I wonder if God forgot about me. It just goes to show you, huh?
What?
Huh?
It goes to show you what?
Well, it just goes... What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you said you drink beer, you eat bacon, and you smoke cigarettes, and you outlive most of the experts.
Yeah?
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.